Welcome back to The Price of Business. I am your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. So delighted to be with you here on Monday. It's been a great day here for us here. Delighted to be able to spend some time with my good friends, Terry English and Adam Cedar. Well, I can't remember, forgot your name, and I just corrected someone else who mispronounced your name earlier today. I'm telling you, it's got Monday written all over it. Adam, glad to have you with us. You're both with Commercial Tax Network, and we have a guest that I'm going to let you introduce. Terry, you want to introduce our guest? Adam?
Yeah, I got it. Hey, Glenn, this is Glenn with PPA Real Estate Management. He was on the show with us before. I'm glad to have him here.
Glenn Gonzalez, welcome to the program, sir.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks, Adam.
Glad to have you. All right. First of all, you are up there in the Austin area.
That's correct.
Tell us real quickly what's going on when it comes to commercial real estate in that arena.
Well, we do specifically apartments, not necessarily the commercial or retail. And it's picking up. You know, when I say picking up, our occupancies are increasing. Concessions are kind of falling off like they were, you know, they were really high in 2008 and 2009. They kind of tapered in 2010, but this year we've seen dramatic increases in occupancy, decreases in concessions or free rent to residents, and the rents are kind of stabilized.
All right. Adam, you have a question for our guests?
Yeah, Glenn, I just wanted to know how has PPA picked up any new business in 2011?
Oh, well, that's good. Good to know. You know, we cover the Dallas, Waco, Austin, San Antonio markets, and really we ended up buying a distressed property that needed some rehab work. You know, the roof was leaking, the asphalt was in bad shape, needed to be painted. So we bought a deal that needed a facelift, gave it that little facelift. The residents there were happy because we didn't necessarily go in there and raise any rents, but we fixed up their homes. And all of a sudden, they started referring their friends.
You know, so
then the occupancies increased there. And to the new people coming in, we got a little more rent. So, but they got a nicer place to live. So it kind of turned out to be a win-win.
Yeah, the best form of advertising is a great referral, no question about it. Terry, you have a comment question?
Yeah, how many properties do you actually own or manage?
We have about 12 assets under management, just under 3,000 units combined.
Awesome.
You know, so we're a smaller company, kind of relative to some of the other management companies, but our approach is specifically, you know, from an owner's perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, because there's some management companies that simply go in there and they manage a whole bunch of units, and you know, and their main goal is to pick up as many units as they can under management.
Now they were saying, "Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead, finish up."
No, so you know, our approach is a little different. I don't know that we necessarily want to be the biggest guy in town. We just want to be the best.
Yeah, that allows you to be nimble and do some things that the biggest guy can't often do. So that's great. Let me ask you, you know, they had a lot of doom and gloom in mind for 2011, a lot of those who are, you know, predicting these type of things. But it sounds like that hasn't been the case for your firm.
Well, there's the doom and gloom, I think, are mostly on the financial side. You know, there's still a lot of equity sitting on the sidelines kind of waiting to say, is it time to put our money back into real estate? Lenders are still, you know, they want more skin in the game from investors, which affect returns. So that aspect is still challenging. As a matter of fact, a lot of the people that bought real estate in 2008, 2009, loans are going to be coming due in the next year or two, and the lenders are not willing to relend at the same percentage they did originally.
Yeah, let me ask you real quick before I let Adam ask the next question. Well, give us your website there.
Oh, mine?
Yes.
PPARealEstate.com.
PPARealEstate.com. Adam?
Hey, Glenn, just another question for you. I know that the government's taking a hard line on property taxes this year. Just wanted to know how your properties are faring and if you're taking any of them to litigation this year.
You know, great question. In 2011, or this year, we were able to settle most of our tax appeals at the arbitration level, but two of them did have to be litigated with companies like your own. And we saw that although they were unwilling originally, with the services that like Adam's company provides, we were able to get reduced property taxes. But there were two that had to go the whole distance, you know, and that's not something we can do on our own.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you need somebody who knows what they're doing to get in front of these, you know, attorneys and these, you know, real estate appraised guys that work for the county, because their job is to get as much tax as they can out of us.
Yeah, and you need professionals to do this. Don't try this at home, boys and girls, is what I say, which is why, by the way, just for disclaimer's sake, I like to mention that Commercial Tax Network, which is what Terry and Adam both work with, also represent my home, and I've been very delighted to see the good work that they're doing there at in protecting my home and my property tax situation. And I do want to mention commercialtax.com, and there's a lot of companies out there because of this economy that all of a sudden are over night commercial tax experts. These guys were doing it before it was even cool, and they've been doing it extremely well. So I appreciate your props for them, and I want to give props of my own. Terry, you have a question?
Yes. The Houston market, are you finding these properties, distressed properties here also? And what's your take on Houston?
Well, interesting enough, I'm meeting with a potential client out of Houston tomorrow. And this investor is going to be getting in my car, and I'm going to drive her around, show her all the deals that we currently manage and how we manage them, because she's not real satisfied with how her property's performing there in Houston. And I drove down there, shopped the property, checked it out, and, you know, it's just the management 101 seems like it's not being followed on her particular deal. So, you know, I imagine I'm going to be in the Houston market here in probably a month or less. There's another client that just bought a deal from the bank. He bought the note. All he does is commercial office space, and has contacted us to manage his deal down there as well. So I anticipate we're going to be having a bigger footprint in Houston here in the next month and a half.
Awesome. Glenn Gonzalez is his name, and we're delighted to have you on the program here today. PPA Real Estate Management, brought here thanks to our special contributors, our regular contributors, Terry English and Adam Cedars, and they're both with CommercialTax.com. They can be reached at 281-897-1119. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks to you very much, my friend there, Glenn. Good having you on again.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Thanks, Adam. Gentlemen, let me know if I can help you in any way.
Yep, you've had a good day.
A lot more after this right here on The Price of Business.